Yeah, it's a fantastic setting for some great tennis. The players from all across the world are starting to arrive. A little bit delayed as from travelling up from Surbiton. There's a little bit underwater down there. Rain's up here today, but it'll freshen up the courts for a good day tomorrow. But there'll be some. Seen a few on the practice courts already, and they definitely can hit a ball.
Bearing in mind some of the troubles you've had with the rain earlier in the year, to see the weather just going, taking a turn for the worse again, how disappointing is that to you? Or are you putting a positive gloss on it and just looking forward to a brighter week ahead?
To be fair with grass court tennis, we need the rain. We're going to get to the point where we're going to have to water. So rain before the event is fine. We've got the two new covers, inflatable covers on the two show courts, which sets us up to play more outdoor tennis. It is what it is. We're in Yorkshire. It rains, so we have to be prepared for it. We'll still get the crowds. We're already sold out for the finals weekend on Sunday, and we expect to fill out for the other days as well. So it's exciting. Rain, sun, shine, snow. We'll see.
Putting on a tournament of this size, there's always so many uncertainties. And for you, looking out last year and seeing the sell-out crowds and seeing what an obvious success it was, describe that moment, and did that tell you that there's a real appetite for this sort of event here in Ilkley?
Yeah, I think it gave us a real buzz for an understanding of how the members embraced it, which made it a fantastic event, from volunteering, coming, supporting, making it welcoming, friendly, and teaching us how we can make it world class each year. We have learned from last year, and we've just make it bigger and better. But there's a buzz, you can feel it. When we started setting up, there's the kind of tournament smell. It sounds daft, but the grass and the mud and the marquee and all the new signage that comes has got that certain smell to it. So yeah, it's fantastic. It's a real buzz.
Apart from different players, of course, what other differences can we expect from 12 months ago this time around?
So we've got more seating, so we're up to about 1,000 seats on in the stands on four courts instead of we only had three last year. We've got the inflatable covers on courts. We've got an increased marquee and food court area. Our parking has increased. The clubhouse has had a full refurbishment since last year, so we've now got two floors and new gym and new studios, increased parking, so it's just of a different level, which lends itself for easy access for the tournament and allows us to put it on with a little bit more ease.
And how pleased are you this year with the lineup you've managed to attract to the event?
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, the ladies and men's are strong fields, really strong fields. We'll still see on the men's sign in tonight what it finishes up at. There are a few players around that may come and sign in. The men's is quite interesting because people can come sign in for qualifying. I think the doubles will be the most interesting. The players that are around that potentially will sign in tonight is quite exciting. Hopefully we'll be able to announce that later on.
And is there a chance, if you haven't booked tickets yet, of turning up for one of the days during the week?
Yeah, we still have ground passes available. We have tickets available up until the Saturday. We are sold out on the final Sunday, but there are ground passes available. Next weekend, there is also the Road to Wimbledon event, so there's tennis even on the days that you can't get a seat on court. But if you go online, we've got a ticket office here, so if it's a beautiful day and you've got nothing to do, come and watch some tennis and drink some Pimm's and just enjoy the atmosphere.
And what will be your role over the week and the week in a bit? Will you be, in the sky? Will you be doing organisational things? Will you be able to enjoy some tennis?
Yeah, I'll be able to enjoy myself this year. We're set up better. We've got a better infrastructure across the club. I'm going to enjoy it, whatever. We'll be in the marquee late at night, entertaining the members and people that just want to come down and listen to some entertainment after play. We'll have the football on, the tennis in the day. So we're just going to have a real good week, enjoy ourselves and just enjoy sport.